This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Now, of all the guns that are out there today that I have that I'm blessed to carry, there is one name brand that has come out and changed the complete regard as to the way the gun shooting public looks at the type of gun that they make, and that is the 2011. I'm talking about Staccato. Joining me for the first time is the director of training from Staccato. His name is Mike Benbow. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope. Tell me about yourself. What, before you were the director of training, what did you do?
Well, I spent the last 25 years with the United States Marshal Service. The last 21 years of that, I was with our Special Operations Group. That is the Marshal Service National TAC Team. We are based out of Pineville, Louisiana, with a couple satellite offices now, main ones outside of D.C., but basically, the SOG unit is four teams of operators that basically operate mostly in the continental U.S., but during my time there, I did several tours. I did 8 months in Iraq. Most of that was dealing with the Saddam trial. I did three rotations in Afghanistan, basically as we worked with and built a partner force there to act like a marshal service does in the United States. That was interesting. And then, of course, lots of protection details and things of that nature across the country and the world. So it is a national TAC unit that is tasked with all the hardcore missions that the Marshal Service can end up with. And a lot of people don't realize the Marshal Service is the broadest law enforcement entity in the United States.
As far as jurisdiction?
Correct. The jurisdiction. Marshal Service basically is designed to enforce the laws of the United States, where most other federal agencies were designed by, you know, statute 18 U.S.C., 21 U.S.C. for DEA and things of that nature. Marshal Service was the first, and so it really has the broadest jurisdiction. So they're able to use the agency for a myriad of missions and SOG as a special operation group that can, you know, operate in austere environments. They used us for just about everything they could come up with.
Right. Now, in your capacity with the U.S. Marshal Service, and as you said, around about 2018, 2019, when SDI made the transition, which I've been associated with SDI when they were SDI, and I could tell the difference when they switched over to Staccato, what was going on as far as the new thing they were bringing as far as where they were building the guns. Why, in the era of the plastic fantastic, did you talk the U.S. Marshals into testing the Staccato P?
Well, that is a story of history for the fact that when I came into SOG, the Marshal Service as a whole had been switching over right around that time frame, was adopting, of course, the Glock, as most departments have done in the past. I mean, I'm not going to knock the pistol. It's an inexpensive pistol that's basically mass-produced, and it's for base law enforcement. I understand why a lot of departments go with it. Well, SOG, I was 3 years on, adopted the 1911. So I was part of that test process as an early young SOG operator where we tested a bunch of different 1911s. We ended up piggybacking, going along with HRT with the professional. So we just worked with Springfield and we added a rail. So they had came up with that operator model. The FBI had come up with the professional. We merged the two and came up with that pro rail pistol, and that was our initial 1911 procurement in the early 2000s. As we carried that pistol around the world, you know, 1911, as you well know, it's a fantastic pistol as long as you maintain it, keep it clean. Like, we trained our guys acceptably on maintaining the pistol and it'll run. During the late 2016, 2017 time frame, I had been working with a gentleman at the FBI Ballistics Lab. We all knew that most of us were going to go to the route of 9mm. So I was looking for a 9mm replacement of our, the venerable 1911. We had some issues. Of course, it's a 5-inch steel pistol. It's heavy. I'd carry that thing every day. I still am a fan. The 1911. I think it's the best pistol design ever made. But we were looking for updated. We were looking for that new, to bring us into the future. We knew we wanted to do 9mm. And in 2012, I had shot with a gentleman who was in a military special operations group and had shot competitively, was still ranked high in 3-gun. We were at a range shooting, basically in those nice cooperative special operations shoots where you have a bunch of guys shooting together. And he pulls out a different pistol and starts shooting incredibly fast. Well, of course, I walk over and say, "What do you have?" And he had a 5-inch, I think it was a Marauder, STI 9mm. Well, then I started going down that road of researching STI. And back then it was you buy the pistol and you'd pay a few grand to have it customized. And then you would spend a couple grand buying magazines because every magazine had to be tuned and built. Once that was done, you had a pistol that ran phenomenally. And it did. We still have the original pistols we had. We still have ones being carried, basically on a personal level, but that gun ran flawlessly for years. So I had determined at that time, well, if we're going to stick with a 5-inch gun, this is the pistol I want. Problem was convincing a federal agency, hey, we're going to spend $120 a magazine to get these things tuned. I knew that was never going to happen. So when we came down to look in the replace the 1911s, we had been trying to talk to FBI, and they really didn't want anything to do with us. They were a company that made competitive pistols. They wanted to continue to make competitive pistols. They really didn't want to go down, in my opinion, that was the vibe I got from them. They weren't really worried about chasing a contract, especially for a national attack team that they knew was going to be putting it through the ringer. And that was my thoughts. 2018, we are looking at different striker fire polymer pistols to replace our 1911s. The senior guys of us that shot a lot, we were not happy about this. We were moaning and groaning. And my number two at the time looked at me and said, let's go call STI one more time. So I begrudgingly said, let's do it. We got up, walked down to an office, called up, and STI answered the phone. We told them who we were. We were expecting to get the typical thanks but no thanks. But we get, would you like to speak with our government and law enforcement rep?
Ah.
And, of course, we looked at each other and said, you have a military law enforcement? That's what it was, military government law enforcement rep. And they were like, yes, we do. Oh, please. And they put me on the phone with Buck Pearson. Buck Pearson is now VP here at Staccato, had recently come over from the Marine Corps and a new owner came in. He basically, as you know, revamped STI, said, I want to concentrate on personal defense, law enforcement, serving the community, things of that nature. And so he basically changed the whole vibe of the company.
Well, hang on right there, if you will, Mike. We're coming up on the first break, talking about Mike Benbow, the director of training at Staccato. We're talking about how he got Staccato into the U.S. Marshal Service. Staccato, that's the, Sean over at Staccato. He figured out where the tolerance, the extreme and the low end of tolerance has to be for the gun to work, and every gun they put out hits that point. And that's why they're now being considered and adopted by law enforcement agencies. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to the director of training from Staccato, Mike Benbone. We just got to the point now to where the new president of Staccato, the new owner of Staccato, he's now decided to take all of this race gun technology and apply it into the self-defense sector, which is a little bit like McLaren getting out there and deciding to make commuter cars, isn't it?
Yeah, McLaren or Aston Martin.
Right.
One of those. Yeah, it was interesting for us. Buck came to the unit, and brought in a 4.15 pistol and 5-inch pistol. Well, we do like most teams of that nature do. We put the pistols out. Now, of course, I like the 5-inch pistol. I'm not a small guy. I have, you know, big hands, and I like a big full-size pistol. So, of course, I lean for the 5-inch gun. But most of our guys like the 4.15. They like the speed of it, still maintain the accuracy, and they just ran. You know, they have dedicated magazines now, and we were instantly hooked. So we started putting them through the ringer, and we put thousands. Now, interesting note is we only shoot 135 plus P. We had adopted the Hornady 135 plus P as our duty carry round. That was, we picked the round before we had picked the pistol, and we had picked the Louisville Delta Point Pro. We had had 12 of them we had in testing. Some of you guys are using the RMR, some guys are using the Delta Point Pro. Bottom line came down for us. We chose the Delta Point Pro because it was a top load battery. We didn't have to remove
the outfit
from the.
I'm not a big fan of the Delta Point as a red dot, but that's hard to beat, that top loading battery part of it. That's very hard.
Well, you got to remember in 2018, 2019, before the red dot revolution, as I like to call it, realistically, you were looking at a Louisville Delta Point Pro, an RMR, and then a couple of Odyssey small companies. SIG wasn't producing, mass producing red dots yet. Holosun was just coming into existence. So, and at that point in time, we had our issues down the road with some of the Delta Points, but at that point in time, we had tested 12. They had met our objectives. Well, that was back, we were still looking at, you know, 2.5, where now I'm using a 6 MOA dot. We were still in our infancy as a red dot program. We were so worried about the pistol. So they brought the pistol in. We're cramming 135 plus P in it, and we can't get them to malfunction. I mean, we're just, we abused. And as you said, Shaw and Cuff, those guys had figured out the tolerance of what they, you know, where they can go and keep these pistols running. So it was not a long, we had looked at other companies. There wasn't, when it came to a double stack 9mm in the 1911 design, you didn't have a lot of options. But this one, I want to say it wasn't a month or two into testing, and we were like, unless we have catastrophic failures, there's no one had any arguments, no one had any cons. Like, we had the pro and cons on a board, there was no cons. We just kept, it just kept having pros. And we went and we went and we went. And finally, I sat down with the bosses. I say the bosses. I was at that time the tactical operations commander with the special operations group. So basically, I was running the four teams and I was running the programs like shooting and entry and things of that nature. So I sat down with our boss, the commander, and the commander at the time, luckily for me, was one of those gentlemen, those joys that you work for that don't think they more than know more than you because they're the boss. They realize that they have people that work for them that are subject matter experts in different fields, and he surrounded himself with that, so in my opinion, makes him smarter than any boss you can have. So when I came to him, sat down with my staff and said, this is the system we want, this is why. Don't look at the cost. Don't worry about the cost. Let's look at performance. Let's look at carryability. Let's look at accuracy, and then we can talk about other things. So he literally looked at it, and within one day, I agree, we pushed it up through the system and really ran into no issues. No one questioned us on it. Most of the hierarchy, the Marshal Service, knew us, knew our capabilities, knew we didn't rush into things of this nature. We had one pistol that we had been shooting since 2012, 2013. That was still running reliably. And so we entered, we came in, sat down, and we bought 100, between 1 and 200 4.15 model pistols.
Wow.
Yeah, we were then, I think us and Long Beach for the first two, I'm not sure who was there first, but we bought, initially, before they expanded their model line, we bought two 415 pistols for each guy. One to have a full-size grip on with an optic. One to have a short, no optic, and a short grip that for like a carry-type pistol.
Right.
Now, of course, they start buying C2s. They're going to start, I know they're looking at CSs, but at that point in time, the C2 was only the DVCC.
Right.
Which was a more expensive pistol, so
when you guys were getting those, they still had an SDI division and a Staccato division, and the only things they had was the 415 Staccato P and the single stack Staccato C, as I recall.
Well, at that point in time, it was a 5. There wasn't the single stack hadn't even come out yet. When we initially entered into this contract, you could buy the 415, the 5. You could get the DVCP, which is now the XC. Or you could get the DVC-3 gun, which is now the XL.
Right.
And they had a DVC-C, which was the 3.9-inch gun, but it was the base model around optic was, I want to say, around $3,000. That's not something we couldn't have. We didn't see feasibility of buying a backup that was more expensive than our primary. So that was one of the things, by working with them through time, they basically took that pistol, reduced the cost of it, made it the C2, basically the same pistol. They just made it more economical. And interesting note for you, though, they brought in Sean and Cup for our initial issue of the pistol. The first 6 days with that pistol, we shot 100. I used to know the exact amount. It's either 124 or 126,000 rounds of 135 plus P.
Right.
And the two or three malfunctions that we had were guys riding their, you know, like me with big hands,
right,
used to that 1911 heavy spring, running their off thumb up against the slide hard. That was it.
That was it.
I mean, they just ran. So, of course, that was a win-win. Everybody realized it was a great purchase, that when we're not having any issues in an initial issuance and shooting over 100,000 rounds, that was right there was a win. I still have good contact with the unit. They're still running the pistols.
Well, hang on for me. Hang on for me, Mike. Yep. Coming up on the next break, and you can tell me all that because I do want to hear that. Because now I can only imagine what's about to, what's going to happen in the next couple of years or something like that. Well, I want to talk about that with you when we get back. Staccato. They have a range of pistols now that all just simply work. You get the best of both worlds. You get the high capacity. You get the lighter weight. You get the single action trigger. And you get reliability. Win, win. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The President is meeting the Chancellor of Germany at the White House to discuss ongoing support for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
We made it clear that if he moved, we would both respond. And together we made good on that promise. And I want to thank you all for your steady leadership.
Speaking from the Oval Office, President Biden said the two leaders will discuss continuing to put pressure on Russia to end the war, as well as strengthening the NATO alliance. Attorneys for disgraced lawyer Alex Murdoch say a key video that was part of his trial didn't help their case. Dick Harpootlian spoke about the Kennel video after Murdoch's sentencing to life in prison for killing his wife and son. Wall Street is closing higher to cap a winning week. The Dow rose 387 points to 33,000. S&P 500 added 64 points to 4045. The NASDAQ climbed 226 to 11689. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and today I am talking to the Director of Training from Staccato, and that is Mike Benbow, and we've been talking about his time at the U.S. Marshals when he first got exposed to it, because he was the first one to actually test it within the law enforcement community, and, well, that's we'll get to that in just in a minute. You were telling the story of the day that you guys were running 124,000 rounds through this gun.
Yeah, it was basically it was a 5 or 6 days, you know, shooting complex. So we run our special operations training a couple months, you know, to get in the unit. And when they enter phase two, they get a transition course, basically transitioning out of their Marshal Service issued Glock into a special operations group issued 1911 based pistol. The first year we tried doing 1911 and then switching in 2011, you know, you give them the base of carrying both pistols, and then we just end up dropping that and saying, we just put them straight into their 2011s. This one was, we brought in all the teams and basically started switching these guys out of their 911s or whatever they were using into the 2011s. And we burned up in 6 days 126,000 rounds. And this was not the whole unit shooting at once. These were just groups coming in and shooting. And, you know, it's kind of funny how you go from a 10-round 1911 magazine to a 20-round Staccato magazine that shoots flat, shoots fast, loads fast, and kind of went through a lot of ammo in a hurry. When you're shooting, you know, ammo at that level with a, you know, with plus T shooting, getting the pistols that high, I expected, you know, a small percentage of error. That's typical, and, you know, an engineering type capacity, you know, acceptable levels of error. We didn't have it. As a matter of fact, I want to say in the last 2 years, I was a talk of the unit. Any issues we had with a pistol was typically us trying to keep optics from moving. And that's that customer service. That's basically how I ended up where I'm at today, is I realized this company was so passionate about, you know, their product that once we had made the sale, a lot of times companies, you don't hear from them anymore. Well, they were constantly checking up on us. They constantly want to send somebody over to meet with us, see how things were going. The one issue we were having was hunting 135 plus P hammering rounds through those pistols a lot, we had started to get a little bit of movement on our optics from time to time. They immediately addressed it. They got their engineering teams in on it. I think Dave Dawson helped out, and they came up with that new system where I can remember being on the phone with Dave Dawson one day and coming up saying, hey, what if we do this, do this? And he came up with the idea of putting the rear screw. I don't know if you've seen that. The new plate has a large screw that goes through the rear sight that would hold that plate in. You know, the delt point basically now has a rear sight. So all that was done post-purchase. Well, that relationship carried on for me. When I retired, I kept on with them. I would come over and see them. I would went and talk for them at SHOT Show. And this was at SHOT Show last year. And they approached me about doing some classes. I took a group of them out to a long-range instructor I'm good friends with, and we shot there and basically fostered a more relationship where they were asking my opinion on training classes and things of that nature. And I got approached about teaching as staccato. If a law enforcement group buys their pistols, I will go in and provide them a transition course free charge. I mean, they buy so many pistols, they get free training. Not a lot of companies are doing that.
No.
So I was like, I want to be part of this. I want to be part of this. This is a great program. I can tell they care. And they're offering armor's class. So basically an armorer will come in and give them that class of how to get some, you know, basically the nuances of a 2011, where you need to concentrate on cleaning, where places to look for wear, and then I'm giving them a day-long transition course. So I just said, I fell in love with that program. I said, yes, I'd be more than willing to do that. And then as more classes came about, with the onset, with the partnership with Staccato and Prairie Fire, more training became, you know, the idea for the future of a training side. Basically, I will be handling all law enforcement training, but then also we're going to start offering classes to civilians. And why? I mean, why not? It won't just be limited to staccatos. Hey, if you want to shoot a staccato, you don't own one. Here they are. You can shoot them, which is, of course, is a great business practice because, in my opinion, anybody who likes to shoot, they shoot a staccato. They want a staccato.
Yeah.
It's just no way. And I'm not saying that as I'm not a salesman. I'm not here to sell any pistols.
I can assure
you this. It's a fact. You shoot a staccato. If you're a pistolero, whatever you want to say, and you spend time on polymer striker fire pistols, and you pick up a staccato, and you shoot one, you're going to look at whoever's pistol it is, and you're gonna be like, I want one. And I have so many people I know like, ah, I'll buy one, and now I'm three or four. I've got guys from my unit calling me up saying, hey, boss, can I get on a list to buy a new CS? So that's the future. The future is going to be, you know, as they continue to make improvements on the design. I mean, it's so hard to improve on it, but they're constantly looking at that. That's why I fell in love with this company. That's why I wanted to come work for them. This SHOT Show we just had, and I entered the agreement to become the director of training. I just started, so this is all brand new.
Right.
But we're building a new facility. A lot of people know that. Right now, Staccato is in Georgetown, Texas. But we're building a massive facility. I believe it's 80,000 square feet, 87,000, I believe. Don't hold me to that. But in Florence, just north of Georgetown, where they're going to be able to have a larger capacity, you know, basically not to, you know, to hire more employees because, I know people who have called me up and said, hey, there's a wait time. And I'm like, well, do you want them to rush the pistols? Or do you want them to continue building with the quality that they're building at, and you just have to wait a little bit? And, of course, most people, when they hear that, they're like, you're absolutely right.
The wait on the staccato is not as long as the wait on some custom guns. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. But, I mean, the wait on the thing about staccato is with that kind of a gun, the two hallmarks I look at is barrel to slide and slide to frame. How does that fit? And they figured out how to hit the perfect spot for that without having to spend hours and hours and hours making it that way.
Okay.
So, the time to, from order to actual delivery is actually quite short compared to some. I mean, there's some gun companies where if you ordered a gun today, you'll get it in about 18 months.
Oh, wow.
I think with Nighthawk, with some of their guns, it might be 2 years. So, yeah, that when you start comparing it that way, that's the staccato part
that's
of it.
A small place.
Yeah.
The weight on a staccato, if there even is one, depending on the model you're buying, like I believe right now there's a short wake on the CS because the CS is a new pistol and it's very popular.
Right.
I love it. That's my everyday carry now, and it is so hard to beat as an everyday carry pistol. It carries like a compact and shoots like a full size.
Sure.
I mean, it is so hard to beat. And that's that new design. I'm sure you've seen them, the new magazines that are strictly 9mm based. So it's a smaller it's a slimmer magazine, slimmer grip.
Right.
The CS has that new external, solid extractor on it. The pistol, yeah, I've got one when they initially came out to test. I think I'm at 7,000 rounds, and I haven't shot as much as I want, but I think I'm at about 7,000 rounds. And the only reason I wiped it down is some material, but I haven't done anything maintenance wise. I have taken it apart, of course, checked extract, things of that nature, just to look at it. But I've got about 7,000 rounds, and I tried to, last time we shot, I was doing the whole Lemperetta stall thing, trying to do something to see if I can make it hink up. And through 7,000 rounds, this one still is running 100% perfect. Not a single issue.
Hang on there for me, if you will, because I do want to talk about where you think you might be able to lead them. Staccato, in a 2011 platform, there's a lot of people that are going to start stepping up and trying to pretend to be them. They won't make it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to the director of training from Staccato. That is Mike Benbow. And, we were talking offline a little bit and, looking at Staccato at when they made that turn around the bend and when they revamped it and they did away with, all of those models that they had on the website when SDI used to have four pages of guns on their website. And now they have what? They have five models. Is that right? Five models. So they
have
the XL, and the XC.
You're right.
Yep. So they got five models. And what they're doing, when I talk about that sweet spot that they figured out as far as tolerance, now with each and every year, they're refining that and dialing it in a little bit here and a little bit there, a few percent here and a few percent there. And what, as the director of training, with a gun, right, is there anything that could possibly eclipse what they have done with this gun?
Well, they're constantly, as you said, working. They're constantly, you know, for example, the CF, when it came out, I was stunned that they were able to come up with a recoil management system to handle a 3.5-inch pistol. We all know, most of us who have been 1911 aficionados, once you go 4-inch, you better be like the best custom design in the world, and you constantly watch it to make it run. For them to mass produce, I say mass produce, Staccato's, in my opinion, are still not mass produced. When you're manufacturing, you know, just over 100 and 150 guns a day,
Yeah. You're
not mass producing. So the CS, in my opinion, was such a revolutionary design, and there's some design changes in it. If you take one apart, I think that shows the future. When it comes to their pistols, I think the first pistol and what they're referring to as the V3 line. The grip size, the magazine type, the recoil system, the extractors, things of that nature. I only see, and they're not slowing down. It's funny when I'm around the engineers and things of that nature, it's constant. They're constantly looking for changes, for upgrades. What can they do? Everything they can do to make this pistol better. The owner, the CEO, these guys are driven by wanting the absolute best pistols in the hands of not only police, SWAT teams, but individuals. I think they have more pride in homeowners and, you know, people of that nature who are investing the money to buy a Staccato, to have in their purse, to have on their nightstand. That says everything to them. And they when they're getting letters, and they have a board here in the office where people send in thank yous and you know, letters, pictures for them buying a Staccato. I see it means everything to them. And that's why I came here, the passion that I see to continue going. They're not, hey, yep, we made this. We'll shorten it or we'll change, you know, put a new caliber in. No, they're constantly driven to improve, to be the best. I think they are the best. When it comes to a pistol now, we could pick any pistol we wanted, and that's the pistol we chose.
Do you want to know when I want to see them build?
What's that?
Now, when they were going through the modular handgun trials in the military, I think it was Daytonics or Deltonic or whoever it was, they came up with a 2011, 1911 sort of gun that looked like it, that was striker-fired, that SDI built.
Oh, wow. I'd have to research that. That's before my time.
Yeah. And when I think about if you could have the best of both worlds, if you could have the durability, which I have, and now the current Staccato line lacks nothing in durability because I don't believe in wallowing around in the mud while I've got my gun on or anything. I think that's a very unrealistic thing to have happen as a civilian. But I'm sure you guys did that. Without knowing all the testing, it'd be interesting to know all of the durability tests you put it through. But I would love to see a striker fired gun that had that STI single action trigger in it.
That would be, yeah. You know, when it comes down to the best of both, all the best of all the worlds and chasing, you know, just basically what's the best designs out there. I'm sure that everything is being looked at. It's the fact that I understand the nuances, the appeal of striker fire guns. To me, the trigger, the single action, the trigger, we had in the 21 year, well, now it's 20, we're going on the year. Yeah, 20 years of carrying what I still call the 1911 base pistol, you know, that design. I don't think we ever had what I would call an AD. Now, what I call an AD is different from what other people call an AD. I call, if you pull the trigger, that's an ND.
ND.
That's a negligent discharge.
Right.
And I was on the U.S. Marshal Shooting Review Board for years, and I would say that every time, and they'd always get a chuckle. I'm sorry, if you pull the trigger or if you put it in your waistband and you did whatever you're doing and you fire that pistol and it was your fault, that's an AD. That's
right.
Not an ND. That's not, that's a negligent discharge, not an accidental discharge. Throwing the pistol in the air, it hits the ground and fires. Okay, that's an accidental discharge. We never had one. And then we never had a failure to fire in a shooting situation. I don't know if you know that, but the Marshal Service is in more shootings than every other federal agency out there. I mean, basically, almost, I think most of the stats say more than all the others combined.
Right.
And that's just the nature of the job going through doors. We never had a pistol fail. We had some issues through time, through mass loads going through them, and pistols needed to be rebuilt. And we learned our lesson on that. So now there's a maintenance program. As rifles and pistols reach so many years, they're automatically going to a cycle of, I'm not going to say replacement, but springs and things of that nature are looked at and replaced just out of preventive maintenance instead of maintenance when it breaks. So they're doing more preventive maintenance now.
Right.
But when it comes to the designs, things like you just mentioned, playing with different barrel lengths, looking for optimization of as we all know, different ammo comes out. It might require a different type of pistol. Everything of that nature is constantly being looked at here. And I love it for that. I'm always waiting for what they're putting out next. What's new? What's going to be the new thing? And as a training director, I'm coming in at the beginning of the training programs where beforehand, all we really offered was training classes, the law enforcement groups that will pick up a pistol. They might have a couple classes offered here and there for 3, 6, 8 members. But now we're gonna ramp it up. We're getting this. There's a large range facility being built next to Staccato's new headquarters. Well, we will have multiple ranges to use, and we're gonna start offering classes. Everything from basic pistol to advanced. We might be bringing in other instructors. We have a vast knowledge here based of instructors from different units, different agencies. We have a bunch of them on retainer from around that we can bring in.
Right.
And we're not just going to teach pistol. There'll be everything from pistol carbine offerings, having, talking about even having seat and strap, things of that nature. Basically making a large range complex that is here for all shooting avenues, all probably have matches here as well down the road. But yes, the concentration for me will be the staccato pistol. But luckily, I'm real versed that we can teach it on anything that we need to teach or want to teach or are comfortable teaching. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the future for the training program. I'm excited for the future that they put out. I just love shooting our guns. And we have fun. Like, people come here and they'll come and never shot celebrities, things of that nature, and they take you out. And I love to see the look on people's faces the first time they shoot a staccato.
Yeah, that's I've done that. I've introduced a few people to that. But before we run out of time, I just want to point out that the staccato, with that trigger and with that platform, if you are unfortunate enough as a civilian to be involved in a gunfight, this is the closest you're going to get to a controlled gunfight, because staccato is action movie scene fast with accuracy, which is what you want, because the best gunfight is a short one. And with that, you are gaining a mechanical advantage over your over whoever that bad guy might be. Mike, I hope we talk again. I would love to have you on again if that's okay with you.
Yes, sir. You let me know, and I'd be more than happy to do it.
Roger that. Check them out. Staccato USA. Is it Staccato USA or Staccato
2011? Staccato
2011. Staccato2011.com. They have your brand of poison waiting for you. And they also have a network of dealers out there as well that they can probably direct you to. Coming up next is going to be Dean Weingarten from Ammoland. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.